Trump announces meeting with Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg. By Nick Gilbertson on April 24, 2025. President Donald Trump plans to meet on Thursday with Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, who published the Signal story in March and the hoax story claiming Trump called fallen World War I soldiers suckers and losers. Trump announced in the late morning Truth Social post that he would be meeting with Goldberg and two other Atlantic reporters for a meeting. Later today I will be meeting with, of all people, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, and the person responsible for many fictional stories about me, including the made-up hoax on suckers and losers and Signalgate, something he was somewhat more successful with. Jeffrey is bringing with him Michael Shearer and Ashley Parker, not exactly pro-Trump writers, either, to put it mildly. Trump said the three told his team they are working on a story titled The Most Consequential President of This Century. I am doing this interview out of curiosity and as a competition with myself, just to see if it's possible for The Atlantic to be truthful. Are they capable of writing a fair story on Trump? The way I look at it, what can be so bad, I won, he wrote. Goldberg was notably inadvertently added to a Signal group chat among top Trump cabinet members regarding Houthi strikes last month. He dubbed the messages war plans in his initial story on the group chat but dialed back his rhetoric to attack plans in a follow-up piece. Goldberg also published an anonymously sourced article in 2020 stating Trump called fallen World War I soldiers losers and suckers. John Bolton, who served as a national security advisor during the first Trump administration, told the New York Times he did not hear Trump make such remarks. I didn't hear that, Bolton said. I'm not saying he didn't say them later in the day or another time, but I was there for that discussion. Parker, a staff writer at The Atlantic, was a former senior national political correspondent at The Washington Post, where she spent 8 years. Shearer previously worked as a political reporter at The Post and headed up Time magazine's Washington Bureau.